broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a beautiful Thursday morning, Thursday, June the 23rd, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion, a little cooler than it was yesterday morning. I'm going to talk really, really fast because we have got a jam-packed show here today on WWGH Radio. Now, coming up next hour at 9:30 this morning, we are going to be joined by Andrew Wyatt, who is the representative for Bill Cosby, as many of you know. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Bill Cosby was found liable for $500,000 in a civil trial in California. I believe it was on... When was that? I believe it was on... Tuesday, that all happened. So Andrew is going to explain to this why this is a win for Bill Cosby, and so we'll get that discussion in this morning at 9:30. So stay tuned for that. Also this morning, now I can't say this is going to happen. I'm going to hold off on that for a second because we've actually got a guest coming up here at 8:30 this morning in about 13 minutes. And it's one of my favorite people. We haven't had him on in a long, long time. So I'm looking forward to that. And I also want to mention, again, talking fast here to try to get this all in, that I had two conversations yesterday, one by email and one by telephone. Now, the one by email... I ended up booking a guest for next Wednesday. Now, right now, it is tentatively sent, if I can say that, tentatively set for next Wednesday at 9:15 in the morning. So don't miss that. I'm not going to announce it yet. I probably will announce it the day before. But next Wednesday, 9:15 till 10 a.m. is a guest you're not going to want to miss. And possibly tomorrow. Now, I can't say about the guests tomorrow, so I'm not going to confirm or deny anything yet. But I was finally able to make contact with them. We did talk on the phone last night. And as far as I know, it's confirmed. I have to call them back tonight. But tomorrow morning could be a lot of fun. And that interview will take place at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And that's one you don't want to miss. So a lot of big stuff coming up. A good guest coming up here in 15 minutes that you're not going to want to miss. Big guest possibly tomorrow and then next Wednesday. So a lot of stuff coming up. Now, what else is on the agenda that I want to get to? Well, here's the thing. There's a cat in my neighborhood. And my neighborhood does not have a lot of traffic because it's not on a main road and it kind of dead ends. And there's been this cat around here for quite some time. Now, I'm not sure if it's somebody's cat. Every time I see it, it's either walking around the neighborhood or it's under... We have a playground in my... living area, my I don't even know what you call the area, neighborhood. We have a playground in my neighborhood, and there's kind of a deck where the playground is, and I always see this cat under that deck. So that must be where it lives. But yesterday was kind of hot, and I went outside, and here is this cat laying on my porch. Now, I've never seen that before. I've seen it in the neighborhood. I've seen it, you know, under the deck over at the playground. But here it is laying on my porch, just staring at me. So, Angie, who is a pet lover, I told her this was going on. I said, hey, there's a cat she had seen Maquette before in my neighborhood. And I said, hey, it's actually on my patio here, and porch, whatever you want to call it. And I actually went outside and, you know, it didn't move. So I guess the cat and I talked. And she felt that I should give the cat some water and maybe some turkey because it was hot. So, you know, like any good person does, I did this. Now, I went out this morning, and the turkey was gone, completely gone, so I'm sure the cat got the turkey. The water had been depleted some, so I'm sure the cat has been drinking some of the water. And the cat was already out this morning. Now, it wasn't in my yard, but it was in the street, and as I went to McDonald's, I think it was smiling and waving at me. So, I don't know if I've started a vicious cycle here with this cat. I guess we'll see how the day goes on. We'll see if it shows up on the porch again. But that's my escapade with the cat. I don't want a cat. Now, I am not against cats, but I had a cat. I inherited a cat. This is a long story to tell because now I'm down to 9 minutes before our guest. I inherited a cat when a family member died because nobody else wanted the cat. And I thought the cat was old, and the cat was not going to live for very long. Well, that cat ended up living for like 4 or 5 years. And it was, I just, you know, the litter box and the food and the water and the, you know, the people would come over and the cat would hide. And it was just, the cat... Having an animal is just not for me. I'm not against animals. I love animals. You know, I love Angie's two dogs. They've been guests on the Friday night show, Houston and Puppy. But I just, if it's just me in the house, I don't think I have the responsibility to take care of an animal. I think I'm too... I'm not good with it. So, you know, I want this cat to live and be well, and I don't want it locked up anywhere because it seems to like to live in this neighborhood, and maybe it is somebody else's cat out here. I don't know. But, so I'm just going to give it things when I think about it, you know, if I have a piece of turkey or a piece of something. But see, I don't even know what cats eat. My cat that I had, that I inherited, never ate people food. It always just ate cat food. So I don't really know what cats eat. Now, clearly this cat likes turkey. Unless something else came up last night and got the turkey. But we'll leave that. Maybe that'll be a topic of discussion later on in the program if we have some time. We got our guests coming up here in 7 minutes. You know, what do cats like to eat? Because I don't have any cat food left. And I'm certainly not going to let the cat in my house. Because I don't want there to be an attachment. Not an attachment on my end, an attachment for the cat where it tries to run in. So that's a story going on. Now here's another one. I listened to the Live at 5 show last night because I really wasn't sure if it was going to be on. I wasn't sure how Nate and Pastor Craig and Terry had all worked that out with Nate's show being on Saturday now. So I tuned it in right at the beginning to see what was going on. And again, it's a good show. I enjoy the show. I applaud them for doing the show. But I tune the show in, and I hear Nate's voice, and I hear Pastor Craig's voice, and then I hear Nate's wife's voice, which is fine, but no Terry. Now... This is why when I introduce this show, I always say, I think Terry's going to be a part of it. I think he was a part of it last week, but he was not there this week. So that's just an update on the Live at 5 show. I'm sure you listened to it last night. They're always talking about food on that show. Now, I will say Pastor Craig did bring me a strawberry frosty a couple weeks ago, and I appreciate that. So I can't say that they've never gotten me food, but they're always talking about food. And I think Nate is on some kind of diet because Pastor Craig is always talking about Weight Watchers with him And the part I heard last night was Nate had downed some cupcakes, like 3 cupcakes with a lot of icing on them. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. I'm going to have to become a more dedicated listener to that show to understand people's diet habits and all that. But good show. But Terry, AWOL last night. You know, but he's been I've known Terry for more than 8 years now, and the station's been on the air for 8 years. And to be honest with you, he's a little AWOL all the time. So that's just the way it goes. That's why I don't like to tell people what guests are coming up next on the program, because honestly, I don't know if they're calling in or not. You know, you just kind of have to play it as it goes. Okay, that's the Live at 5 story. What else did I want to get into here? Okay, we talked about the guests coming up. Oh, yesterday's show. I want to tell you about yesterday's show. I know a lot of people like Ted Williams, and I know a lot of people don't like Ted Williams. But he's a great broadcaster. He did very well. He's done very well nationally. He did very well in Columbus. And to me, he's just fun. And I was laying in bed last night. You know, some of these things don't dawn on you until you're laying in bed. And last night I was laying in bed reflecting back on the program that I had done yesterday morning. And it dawned on me that this could only happen on radio. Ted Williams was in a United Dairy Farmers in Columbus, Ohio, more than an hour away from here, live on the air, and he was telling the employees that he was the illegitimate son of Sammy Davis Jr., and then he was singing Candyman for those people. Now, if that is not unique radio, I don't know what is. Now, I'm telling this to you because Ted was supposed, because he doesn't know the lyrics to Candyman, which is what made it even funnier yesterday, that he has no idea what the lyrics are to Candyman. He was supposed to learn the lyrics last night and come on today and sing it for us. So we will see if that happens. He might be ducking me because maybe he didn't learn the lyrics. We'll see if it happens. We'll see if he lives up to his promise. And we hear the full-out version of Candyman this morning from Ted Williams. That'll probably happen in the 9 o'clock hour. So don't tune away if you want to hear that. I mean, that's big time. I'll tell you something else. I ran out of my Simply Truth orange juice. Was it this morning? Yeah, I think I drank the last drop this morning. And so now I'm dry. I've got no orange juice here. You know, I've got my Diet Coke, but I've got no orange juice. And I guess I just wanted to complain about that for a second, that I have no Simply Truth orange juice. And I may have become addicted to this in the early morning hours because I've enjoyed it so much this past week. Matter of fact, I was drinking pretty close, because I had the gallon version. I was drinking pretty close to a gallon a day of it. Now, that's good, because the vitamin C and the other things that are in that are good for the immune system, which is what I'm trying to beef up at this point, which is what will get me back into circulation. But, you know, you get up, and then you've only got one cup of or it wasn't even a full cup this morning. It was just a half a cup. What I really want in life is just like 3 jugs of Simply Truth orange juice to show up on my porch. That's what you really want. That's all you want in life. I'm a very simple person. You just want that to happen. Our guest should be coming up anytime here. 29 minutes past the hour, and I think you're going to like this guest. This is one of I'm not going to say regulars, but this person has appeared many times over the years, and it's always a fun segment. But like I say, I'm not even sure this person has been on this year. If they've been on this year, it was early on in the year, and it's been quite a while since we had them on. So I will look forward to them coming on. There's also a lot of ambiguity, to be honest with you, with them coming on because, you know, we're using a new phone number here. and they come up right on the air instead of coming up during a break. So we'll see how all this goes. You might see another radio disaster here this morning, which I'm not opposed to showing on the or putting on the air. I believe when you're live, anything can happen. That's the fun of live. Anybody can. Oh, here comes the phone. Well, let's see how this works. We can only hope that this is going to work correctly here. As we continue on this morning, 30 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, June the 23rd, 2022, second day of summer 2022, we have a guest on this morning who has been one of our regular guests over the years, my entire, more than 20 years in radio now. And as many of you know, on June the 10th, I celebrated 8 years doing this particular program, 4,500 hours of programming. And this guest this morning has been a very big part of that. And like I say, dating back to other stations and other shows I've done for more than 20 years, he is an icon in the world of pop culture, nostalgia, and television, even the movies, by the way. He is unduplicatable. A matter of fact, there's a word that people don't use anymore that could describe this man. He is absolutely superlative. There is nobody like him. There wasn't anybody like him before him, and there won't be anybody like him after him. So it's a pleasure to welcome to these microphones one of the great talk show guests of all time. He was a favorite of Johnny Carson's, favorite of David Letterman's, and a favorite of just about anybody's show he went on, including mine. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones again. The first time, I think, in quite a, maybe 6 months. Man, that's too long. The world-famous mentalist, number one in your hearts, the amazing Kreskin. Kreskin, how are you?
Oh, Scott, I am delighted. All the more so with that introduction. I think you should be, from now on, anything that I do that's special, even the funeral. No, I'm only joking, Scott. That it is so great to hear your voice. And yes, the last time I was on with you was January 13th, 2022. Time, Scott, time goes fast, as you can understand, with this business today and what's happening in the world and the changes of our culture and what have you. But you sound great, and you're talking to me from is it Marion, Ohio, Scott?
Marion, Ohio, absolutely.
That's a great part of the country. I've got to be out there sometime with you and bump into you. But then we're mentioning that I'm going to be appearing at the Showboat in Atlantic City for the month of July, every Tuesday, the 5th of July, the 11th, the 12th, 18th, 19th, 25th, 26th, and I'll be doing a 90-minute performance there, so I'm looking forward to that, Scott.
That sounds wonderful. Now, if somebody were to come to that show, what would they see? What is a Kreskin show like in 2022?
Well, it's not a full evening show. My full evening shows are a little over 2 hours and somehow 20 minutes, but it's a 90-minute show that's going to probably go overtime. And I'll tell you, Scott, the entire program is it's in a theater, by the way, which was built on the grounds of Showboat. I gotta see my secretary would probably be able to tell me. Deb, is it the Showboat? Anyway, this is in Atlantic City, and the program is totally audience participation. People are participating in the theater. I'm reading their thoughts. I'm describing incidents in their life and what have you. And then, Scott, I decided to climax each of the performances with a very special event. And that is something that's been talked about all over the world. I'm the only one doing this. That's my check test. And I decided that what I will do is we'll gather from the live audience in the theater a committee of four or five people. I will hand them a legal document, reproduction that says it stands for my fee, my honorarium, and I will leave them with the committee of strangers that they pick from the audience. It'll be four or five people. The one of the people at the auditorium will escort me and anyone who's with me out of the building, and where I cannot see or hear what's going on. And they will, Scott, the committee inside will proceed to hide my check anywhere in the entire auditorium. That was a crazy, I can think of a very dramatic instance, because at Carnegie Hall, they hit it on the fourth balcony of the theater. So they've got the whole inside of the theater, because the audience is there watching. When they've hidden it, excuse me, I'll be called back in to the theater, come back to the stage, and the committee, which is usually of four people, they will verify that nothing was prearranged in any way, shape, or form. And I will explain that they're not to speak to me, they're not to answer any remarks I make, they're simply to concentrate on what they've done. And Scott, as I've done all over the world, from Saudi Arabia to England to Japan, you name it, if I fail to find my check, physically locate my check, I will then fulfill what the check states on it, because the check will state on it that in lieu of my failing to find my check, the check will go back to the company that has booked me for the appearance that night, and the entire show will be done for free.
You know, that's a deal. If you're never able to find that check, that they get a free show like that.
Yeah, I failed, Scott, 12 times. I went one time. You lost $2,000 in a performance, but I've only failed, thank God, only 12 times, and I've done this all over the world. In Japan, the committee did not even speak English, and Carson, when I came back to New York, and I came on the air, he says, how could you do this? And they weren't able to think in terms of the English language, you know, that because they have to, in their mind, describe what I'm to do, whether it's to, they don't speak to me, they don't say anything, they just think, whether it's, if I'm outdoors, and it's an outdoor affair, and it's hidden on someone in the audience, they have to concentrate on where it is, and when I get to that person, literally think what I'm to do in order to find the check. And I can't tell you how many times I've had a partner of the women in the audience come over, or if it was a medical group, a medical partner come over, because I said, I can't physically, I don't want to embarrass anyone, grasp the check. Would you come over here? I just have the feeling that it's dealing with their blouse. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And they proceed to unbutton her blouse and reach down into her bust and pull out the check.
Well, not bad work there, Kreskin. That's pretty good.
Right now, folks, I don't want to embarrass Scott, but Scott is hoping that he's attending every show so that he's the one that hides. No, I'm only kidding.
I'll tell you something funny, Kreskin. This morning, I was making an announcement. We just had our anniversary show back on June the 10th, and
How many years have you done?
Well, this particular show, which is what we were celebrating, 8 years, 4,500 hours of broadcasting.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
well, wonderful.
And the great thing is we have two guests, one coming on tomorrow, and one coming on next Wednesday. That I was confirming yesterday, big name guests who have been friends. They're good people. People will know them.
Sure.
But I said to myself, Kreskin's coming on this morning, and I know he already knows who these guests are, but he's not going to let people know, because he's a friend of mine, and he doesn't want to ruin the surprise.
This is great, though. This is, and I'm on the show with this person that you're mentioning.
You have been on. You've been on both of these people's. You've been on programs with both of them. You would know both of them.
So, because I'm going to be doing Scott, as I announced earlier, I'm going to be doing the July 5th, which is a Tuesday, and July 11th, 12th, and then next Monday and Tuesday after that, the 18th, 19th, and the next Monday and Tuesday, the 25th and 26th. And they're evening shows and 90-minute shows, and I'll be staying overnight because of some of the days that I'm working the next day to do a Tuesday show. So it's going to be night neat. Now you're on the air. Is it 5 days a week now?
Yeah, 5 days a week. And you know, it's interesting because I want to talk about your new podcast. And I think you are on to something here because I've been thinking to myself recently that, you know, I think this is like cable television. When cable television came in, they said, well, that, you know, that's not over the air. But hey, listen, then cable became king. And I think podcasting is a way to go now. I think it's the wave of the future.
Yeah, there's a great deal of interest right now in my being involved in this project because, as they said, they want to develop it further, and the focus at the Showboat's going to be on the opportunity to kick off this tour in Atlantic City, and that I'll be discussing amazing search demonstrations that I'm going to be undertaking, and we're doing preparing. The highlight of the project is going to be a production, a documentary film, which is being prepared. They approached me a couple of years ago, and I've signed a contract. And the committee is a top professional group, and they want to do a documentary about my career. That should be interesting, you know, Scott.
Oh, that'll be absolutely fascinating. Go ahead.
And then after that, there's going to be a launch of the new podcast and recording. And then I'm going to do, they're asking me to do an audio book. So for the company, the same company, I'm going to do an audio book. So we'll see each other a bit from time to time, Scott. I'm looking forward to this very, very much. And by the way, if it turns out I fail in one of the cases to find the check, I know that Scott will probably treat me to a dinner that night so that I can survive, you know. And
you and I can go down to the McDonald's if you want.
All right, Scott. But I'm looking forward. This is a very special event. I'm doing it with an outstanding partner in this field, and because you and I have worked together, and we've had such a great rapport. So this is that they want me to also to discuss some of the film projects and the producers who are producing the ongoing documentary film. Isn't that interesting? A documentary on my career, and because this test and the search goes back for many decades, Scott, you know.
Well, it's interesting that you mention this documentary because a lot of times in documentaries that I have watched on very well-known people, you learn things that you heretofore have not learned. What are we going to learn about Kreskin that we don't know now?
I think what will be realized, and this is realized by the people who attend my regular show, as you folks will on the Mondays and Tuesdays, in which I do the check test, is that I have some friends in show business that I've known for 30, 40 years who said to me, and I'm being very honest, Kreskin, don't do that test. It's too nerve-wracking. There could be times when you will fail, and it's not fair to you and your career. But I believe so much in what I do, and that I can do this, even though I have failed on 12 times, that I, you know, here I've done it hundreds and hundreds of times and succeeded. That it shows that this is not just an act; it's not just some routine that's planned ahead of time, because I have an offer now to anybody, and that this offer was initiated a year or two ago, to anyone who can prove that I use paid secret assistance, because people have faked things that I do by using fake assistance and so forth. If anyone could substantially prove that I have ever in my career used a paid secret assistance to accomplish what I do, I will pay them one.
Kreskin. Are you there, Kreskin? Well, now that was very strange. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can get the amazing Kreskin back on the line here. 7-4, well, now here. Now, see, wasn't I just talking about live radio this morning? I have no idea. I don't think that was on our end, whatever happened there. Matter of fact, let me check the dial tone. Now, we have a dial tone. Whatever happened, happened on Kreskin's end. So we'll fix this momentarily here. 46 minutes past the hour, 67 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion on this Thursday, June the 23rd, 2022. We've got Andrew Wyatt coming up next hour, the representative for Bill Cosby, to discuss the outcome of that trial on Tuesday that Bill Cosby was involved in, civil trial. And possibly, I can't confirm anything, but possibly Ted Williams singing Candyman. I think he's got a whole second career in the music industry, if you really want to know. But I can't confirm that he's up and that he'll be on at 9:15, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if Kreskin materializes here again in the next few minutes. 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time, was chatting with world-famous mentalist, the amazing Kreskin, one of the true... there are so few people left in the world who everybody knows. They've been around for so long. They just have become part of the pop culture landscape. And Kreskin is certainly one of those people. And he's always fun to have on. Because, oh, here we go. Let's see here. Kreskin, are you back?
Yes, Scott. I'm sorry. I didn't know. We got cut off the air, and I didn't know how to... I got your phone number in front of me. I apologize for what happened.
Oh, no, no problem. You were talking about the $1
million. $1 million, yeah. I have, because people have faked what I've done and through the years, and I have never used paid Confederates or stooges. The people who volunteer are genuinely participating, whether they're in show business such as you are or in members of the audience and what have you. So I decided for years I offered like $20,000. So I said to myself, wait a minute, I've been in this all my life. I've never made an exception. So let's make it $1 million. And nobody's ever tried to collect it, thank God. You know, but I mean, I don't throw money away. It's just that, Scott, I'm safe in making that offer, because the truth of the matter is I have never in any way used a Confederate or what have you.
You know, Kreskin, what I think about here, you know, you were a young kid growing up wanting to be something, and you have made a substantial amount of money in your life. When you look back at it now, at this age and stage in your life, when you look back at that little boy, what do you think about? What would he have thought of your success?
Well, I tell you, Scott, this is why it's a great feeling to know that they're going to be doing a documentary on my career, because I knew what I wanted to do for a living when I was in grade school. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know what I was going to, but I knew I wanted to perform and deal with people's thinking and the mind and what have you. And, you know, my career is really... been almost like a romantic story, because it's through the years, I am now 87 years old, and I'm as busy as ever. I love my work. My work is a tremendous passion in my lifetime, and I can't imagine not doing anything else. But I love audiences. And what's also special, Scott, is that as a result of all these years of performing and having my own TV series and doing 88 Carson shows and on it goes through the years, I've now been used to be interviewed on serious topics that, you know, maybe dealing with world affairs or problems that people could get in, have to protect themselves from. So it makes me feel very good that my value is beyond simply being that of an entertainer, you know. But in the long run, I'm still an entertainer. If I'm on with Scott Spears and attempt to read his thoughts and can't get anything, I'm going to have to say, Scott, I get a blank right. No, I'm joking. The one thing that has disappeared in our culture today, and you can ask some of the best comedians alive, and that is we are losing our sense of humor in much of the business. There's a fear of having to kid about certain things. My God, I kid about myself all the time because I've done dumb things on the stage and made mistakes and what have you, because I love my work and I feel safe. But today you have groups that are now paid to sit in a theater audience and stand up for them and complain when a comedian may joke about a certain thing. That's not what our life is about, Scott.
Well, you know, this has traveled into other areas. You know, there are people who want to get rid of me. And I think, well, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know when society got that way, where it's a strange world.
It is a strange world, because the one thing we must never fail to do is be able to chuckle. And I point out that when I was a kid, and I tell this story, and it was the Second World War, and Roosevelt was president, and what have you, and I would go to the movie theaters, because we didn't have television in those days, and I'd see the news, and there was President Roosevelt, and he was slamming his hand on his leg because he was laughing, because Bob Hope was mocking everything in sight. And one of the great forces in a war is a great comedian who can knock things and kid about things and so forth. For us not to be able to do that is not a good sign. That's not the way it should be.
I agree with you 100%. Now, Kreskin, I saw some press releases the other day on the internet that I find this hard to believe, but that...
Not a farewell, no.
No, not a farewell. So what's the story on this?
The story is that... a lot of these famous actors and actresses are doing farewell tours, and they keep coming back, you know what I'm saying? So I've decided, I love my work. I am not ending my career. I'm continuing. Now, I don't want to mislead people. After, God forbid, after I pass away, I'm still not going to perform, Scott, so don't expect that. Scott was ready to think of some crazy line there.
Well, I was thinking, you know, we'd have you on about a week after the funeral. I thought that's how we would do it.
Yeah, but you know, but what a blessing! What a blessing to have, I've had dames named after me. I've had affairs. I've been brought into situations on certain times of the year where there's a solemn time because a tragedy has happened, and I'm very proud to be able to talk to the general public. But the bottom line is I just enjoy my work. I enjoy my work, and my audiences have been presidents, you know, and people from other walks of life, and fundraising affairs and what have you. So it's nice to be able to have a career like this. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I really couldn't imagine, because this is my great love. Oh, and by the way, in the show that I am doing, I know we only had a couple of minutes of time and so forth. And the show that I'm doing something which I have a great regret in doing it now, because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I wasn't able to do this. And it's involving a deck of playing cards. And I wish that Johnny Carson were still alive. He would flip out when I demonstrate this incident with a brand new deck of playing cards. Nothing to do with sleight of hand, but it's, you know, Carson would have found it fascinating, and a number of other people in the business. So that's a special feature in the program as well as my finding my check, hopefully, and succeeding in finding my check, in spite of the fact that I don't want to imply about this, but I had the image because I was getting a warning that a certain person by the name of Scott was going to give me a drink before I did my performance to see if that would affect my... No, I know you're not going to
do that.
No, you would not do that.
No. But I am starting to think, because we have taken this program that I do to New York several times.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Well, and you've come on with us in New York.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And it's always a lot of fun. And we haven't done it since the pandemic, but now that things are loosening up a bit, maybe we'll get there sometime this year, and Kreskin will come on. And I think you and me going down to the McDonald's just trying to place an order would be, you know, that right there is radio gold.
Yeah. We really, I love to appear in places that can really set the stage as meaningful and what have you. But now, Scott, when you're on the air, like your show now, what's the length of the show? Is it a half hour? Is it an hour show? What's the length of it?
Two hours.
2 hours. That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Scott. Wow.
So we get a lot of time to talk.
And Scott, how long have you been in broadcasting?
Just over 20 years at this point.
Isn't that something? That's wonderful.
And you know something you mentioned earlier, and at 57 minutes past the hour, I want to let people know. When you say you always knew what you wanted to do, now see, I didn't. I actually have an education degree. I went to college.
Did
to
you?
Be, oh,
really,
yeah.
Scott?
Yeah, I did. I went to college to be a teacher. But I've always been nosy. I've always been nosy. So I think somewhere in the back of my mind, this was the plan.
Well, I tell you, Scott, I'll tell you who one of the great influences of my life was. I didn't get to know him well. But the most powerful figure, and Steve Allen, before he died, said to me, Kreskin, you must do this man's life story. The most powerful figure in the building up of radio broadcasting was a man that most people today don't know who he was, and you'll know who I'm talking about. That was Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that man became a pioneer. And the stories I could tell you, and Steve Allen said, you must do his life story because he's a forgotten giant in the industry. And he changed the whole framework of radio. People talked about their private affairs, their friends, and interviewed other people around them and what have you. Changed the whole format of broadcasting. So, you know, I love history. I don't live in the past. But history is fascinating because there are people in all walks of life who've made very special contributions, and you have with your program. The fact that I didn't know, that's great. We got to do it in New York sometime because we'll go on location somewhere, you know, Scott?
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. I do want to let the audience know, 58 minutes past the hour here, that Kreskin, his podcast will be out there. Look for this. You don't want to miss this. This is something you will want to pay attention to. And the farewell tour, only in name, because Kreskin will never stop performing. It's going to be great because he's out there, and you can buy tickets and you can come see him, and it's a show in and of itself. There are a few performers left that are absolutely superlative. Kreskin, it's a pleasure to have you on this morning.
Oh, well, listen, I will say this to you before I... when will I see you? Is it a week from now, 2 weeks? I'm trying to think of the time schedule. I guess it's around July, early July, I guess I'm coming in to do... I'm coming in to do your show on July 5th or something, a show with you. But yes, it's very, 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 very special. And I I say this to everyone that I do interviews with. I'm not going to say goodbye. Let's just say, Scott, in the spirit of broadcasting, to be continued.
Absolutely. Stay well, Kreskin.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, the amazing Kreskin doesn't get better than that. Here's the break. Back.
You're listening to WWT.